This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim. And today and this week we have been teaching, or I've been teaching on loyalty and how it is a key to promotion and it's key to activating the anointing in these last days. If you need to catch up, you can get on Mom's website, billybrim.org, B-I-L-L-Y-E.org, and catch up with what we've been teaching on, because there is so much to go over, but I can't review it all. But anyway, the Lord was telling us there is a blueprint in His Bible on His mighty army, and it's in the Bible. It's in 1 Chronicles, and we've been going over these attributes of this mighty army, because if it's the mighty army then, well, God hasn't changed. We should have these same attributes now. And the key attribute that we have been hitting on, and this is the key to promotion. God wants to promote everybody. He wants everybody to do great things. You remember when Jesus' fame spread? It said His fame spread throughout the region. Well, He didn't do it for that reason, but His ministry was promoted. Your business, your ministry, whatever it should be. David was the same way. It spread when all of that happened. But we've got to get our motive right. And our motive is our heart. God, everything is about your heart. And one of the key issues that we're talking about with this mighty army that the Lord was talking about, He showed me that it needs to be taught now, especially in the church, is they came to David not with a double heart. They came stable, trustworthy, and loyal. One translation says this: they came to Hebron with a loyal heart to make David king over all of Israel. And we should do the same thing with Jesus Christ. We should come not with a loyal heart. We should come to church on Sundays. We should come daily to Jesus, not with a double heart, but with a loyal heart and stable and trustworthy. Not wishy-washy, but reliable. Not doubting or unbelief or questioning, but ones that we can be counted on and trusted in. And the Lord said to me, He said, you look up in the Bible, everywhere in the Bible where a man or woman was loyal to another man or woman, I went down in on their business. Not even they weren't even asking me for anything, and I blessed them. I promoted them. And I said, Lord, He said, because they have a loyal heart. Do you remember when the Lord sent Samuel to go find the king, and it was supposed to be David, and Samuel picked the wrong one. He picked Eliab, I think it was, David's oldest brother. And He said, surely you're the king. And God came down and He said, no, he's not the king. I don't go by countenance or the appearance or his stature or his height. I go only by the heart. And so a lot of people have been wondering in the church, where's my promotion? Where's my blessings? And the Lord is saying right now, where's your loyalty? Because I'm telling you people, there is a thing called counterfeit loyalty. And God knows your heart. Some people have been doing things with the wrong heart. They're doing the right things, but with the wrong heart. It even says that, I think, it's right here in 2 Chronicles 25:2. Amaziah did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but he did not do it with a perfect heart. And one of the translations for perfect there is loyal. In other words, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but he didn't do it with a loyal heart. God knows your heart. You know, and I think that we've got to really reestablish our loyalty and find out what is in our heart and get it right, so that we can operate on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. Now, here's the reason why loyalty is so big to God. He showed me this in my study. And He said, I want to promote you more than you can even want or dream to be promoted. I want to bless you. I'm looking for someone to show myself strong. Now, think about that verse for a second in all this teaching that we've been teaching. I love that verse. God is searching. His eyes are searching to and fro, looking for someone to show himself strong. One translation says to show off for. I don't know about you, but what a great time for God to show off for his people right now so that the whole world can see it. But if you go on and finish that verse, it says, now here's how you qualify, someone with a perfect heart. Well, that word perfect there translates loyal. Sometimes that word perfect translates mature. But in that particular verse, if you look it up, it'll translate loyal. Someone with a loyal heart, like David had a loyal heart. He called himself a man after my own heart. Loyalty is huge to God, and here is why. There's a word called hasid, and that word is a very covenant word. I've heard Brother Copeland talk about hasid when he was teaching on blood covenant, and it is. But I read this in a book, and this rabbi was he was doing his commentary on this word, and he said this word it reflects the character of God. And I thought, my goodness, the character of God. We've always talked about our character, and we should get our character right and what you do when nobody's looking in our character. And that's true. But the character of God, I've never heard anybody talk about the character of God. And he went on to say, this reflects his character, and the word hasid, which reflects his character, means, here it comes, drum roll please, the character of God means loyal love. And I just about fell out of my chair, and I thought, oh my. Now, don't turn me off when I say this, because I want to explain it. God is not love. He is loyal love. He's more than just love. Now, don't get me wrong, God is love. But what I'm trying to say is there's even a stronger word. I think there's different degrees of love. I think there's a lot of people, and I've been in this category for a long time and have to get back in it. There's a lot of people who love God, but they're not loyal to Him. Does that make sense? There's a lot of people, and I was there, who love Him. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. But I'm not really loyal to Him and my calling to Him. I'm not going to get rid of these things. Because if you're loyal, you'll do whatever it takes. You will serve your master to every degree. You will want to know, if I've got any weaknesses, I'm going to make them my strengths. That's loyalty. See, and the Lord said to me as I was reading that, He's loyal love. He said in my heart, I would never leave you nor forsake you. Man, is that loyalty. Oh, what a great God we have. And I'm thinking, He is so loyal to us. Have we been loyal to Him? And He said, this is the key to promotion. This is the key to blessings. This is the key to activating the anointing on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. He said, if there's been no promotion, if there's been no blessings, He says, check your loyalty. Check your loyalty. Check your heart. And I said, oh God, I want to reestablish my loyalty. And I've done that many days since then, reestablishing my loyalty. You know, one thing He reminded me of was my career path in coaching. And God blessed me. And I thought back, my very first job I ever got was a little high school in Oklahoma. And they were terrible. And they hadn't won a game like in 10 years. And the reason why I got the job is I found out later that nobody else applied for the job. I thought I just, got it, and I was this young coach. And so here we were, and I went to God, and I said, God, I can't stand losing. I wasn't taught to lose. My mom and dad didn't teach me to lose, and the Bible doesn't say, you want us to do all things through Christ. You want us to triumph in all things. And He taught me how to do it, and He taught me how to walk in love, and so I did. Well, I went to this certain college, and this one college was a very champion college, and they were in the World Series all the time in college. And I just hung out there, and I got there early in the morning, and I don't even know why I was doing it. I was just led to do it. And I went out there. Nobody was there. Sun hadn't come up yet, and I'm going out and picking weeds out of the bullpen. I'm picking weeds off of the fence. And I said to myself, well, at least I can say I picked these weeds when I see it on TV next year and say I had something to do with it. And all of a sudden, the players started coming in, and they were having a little camp for kids, and they saw me doing this, and the head coach was a Hall of Fame coach, and he's always on TV, and he's in the Hall of Fame now. And he said, who is that? And they went out and said, who are you? And they said, coach wants to see you. And I said, oh, no. So I went back there, and I met him, and I was real nervous. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I just wanted to hang around a champion, and anything I can do. I'm not asking for anything. And I said, I just want to pull weeds. And he said, well, good. Keep pulling weeds. And, a lot of people may have gotten offended right there, but I was like, yes. And so I had a release to pull weeds, and I did. And then the next day, a coach didn't show up, so they asked me to fill in, and I was like, hallelujah. I couldn't believe it. They gave me a hat and a shirt, and here I am a part of this champion college. So I did that, and after the end of the week, they wanted to pay me, and I said, no, I don't want anything. I just wanted to do this out of my heart, you know, and it really moved him. And so he asked me to help him in winter camps, and so I did, and I was just so privileged to be a part of it. So 2 years go by. I leave that, and 2 years go by, and I met my wife, and all of a sudden I get this phone call, and it's from this Hall of Fame coach at this particular college, and he said, I have a position that's open. And he said, Chip, I've got resumes on my desk that I've got 2 feet of a stack of 2 feet high resumes with guys who are fully qualified to do this position, way more qualified than you. He said, your resume has like a paragraph on it. He said, but I want you because of your loyalty. I want you because, he said, I can't get you out of my mind. He said, it takes loyalty to win championships. You can't have any lack of loyalty in the camp. And I thought, my God, and I look back at that, and I got blessed because of that. God blessed me through this man because of my loyalty. And we went on to win many championships because of loyalty. Listen to me, wherever you're at, some people right now, you have been wondering why you've been praying to God for a new job or a promotion, and it has not been happening. I'm going to tell you why right now it's not been happening. Because you have not been loyal to the job that you have. You should be doing it for the glory of God. You should be waking up. Instead, we're waking up saying, I hate this job. I can't stand this job. I can't stand the way I'm treated. I can't stand this. I can't stand that. But then you'll turn around and pray, God, please get me a new job. God, please. But you're not even reflecting His character. His character is loyal love. And He's wanting you to just think, if you woke up tomorrow morning and you said, I'm going to do this job for the glory of God, and all I do in word and deed, I'm going to do it to your glory. God, I'm going to be the most loyal worker. I'm going to be more loyal than this boss has ever had. I'm going to tell you something right now. When you reflect God's character like that, He'll come down into your business and He'll say, that's my boy, that's my girl, and He will bless you and promote you, and you will do great things for Him. Man, I'm telling you, this is a key. Where's your loyalty? You've been asking, where's my promotion? God is asking you, where is your loyalty? Where is your heart? If you like what you've been listening to, man, you need to call us at 417-336-4877 or log on to Mom's website, billybrim.org, or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. And you've been listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. And also, we're having an awesome youth rally in Branson, Missouri, July 27th through the 31st. Don't miss this. We teach this type of stuff to your kids. Don't let your kids miss this. You can see a video of it on championsforchrist.org. That's champions with an S, number 4, christ.org. Or look up the Chip Brim Facebook web fan page. And this is Chip Brim sitting in for Mom, Billy Brim, saying shalom. And remember, in all you do, in word or deed, do it loyally, with a loyal heart, and do it all for His glory.